40 days in the book of John, the truth shall set you free. John 8 verses 31 and 32 say, So Jesus was saying to those Jews who had believed him, If you continue in my word, then you are my true disciples, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Hi, this is Jim Brown. Everyone I know enjoys freedom. Freedom of movement, freedom in what they eat, their clothing, where they live, where they go to church, what they watch on TV, and on and on. I don't know anyone who prefers being told by someone else what they can and can't do in all the areas of their life. However, the Jews of Jesus' time were in such a type of bondage. They were bound to the Jewish laws, all 613 of them, which were inflexible. They were taught to believe that God would smile on them if they kept all the commandments. Jesus came, in part, to set his people free, which was why he was so hated by the religious rulers of the time. They were in control. They had the power and they liked it. The other part is that he came for us Gentiles too, us non-Jews. So, Jesus came and claimed to be the long-awaited Jewish Messiah, and many Jews believed in him. Then Jesus adds, If you abide in my word, continually obeying my teachings and living in accordance with them, then you are truly my disciples. John 8:31 in the Amplified. Then John 8:32 continues and it says, And you will know the truth regarding salvation, and the truth will set you free from the penalty of sin. Also the Amplified version. You see, a genuine believer holds fast, obeys, and practices Jesus' teachings. The 21st century has become a time when truth is under heavy attack. More and more people believe in my truth, which means whatever they want, instead of objective, absolute truth. They are living in darkness and are bound by it. Thankfully, we who know Jesus have the truth, which can truly set us free. My prayer, Lord, I want to know you better. I want to follow you more closely. I want to enjoy your truth, which will set me free. Amen.